This is the Fleming Foundation Summer Symposium 2021, Living Well in a Dying Age, with a lecture by Dr. Thomas Fleming entitled Visions of Empire.
The 5th and 6th centuries were catastrophic, both for the city of Rome and for civilized Europe as a whole. The great events of the period are a series of disasters punctuated occasionally by brief intervals of peace. Rome sacked by the Visigoths in 410, by the Vandals in 455, reoccupied by Justinian's army, but soon besieged by Ostrogoths. That is, this is just Rome itself. Italy was overrun by Visigoths, Ostrogoths, Huns, and Franks, restored briefly by Justinian's generals, then invaded by the Lombards, who settled down to rule most of the peninsula and leave their indelible mark on the culture of Italy, as no other Germanic immigrant group did, neither groups of the Goths and not the Franks. The Franks were eventually assimilated and became sort of honorary Lombards. To be Italian, truly, north and south, is to be Lombard. You know, people say, oh, well, you know, that's up in Lombardia, maybe Veneto. No, the Lombards have ruled southern Italy, and they remained independent. You know, Charlemagne and his thugs never really managed to rule much south of Rome. France and Austria were also occupied by rival bands of Germanic predators. All in all, the history of Italy at this period is like the story of Job. And many historians who have tried to make sense of it take on the role of Job's comforters. Roman Italians must have done something to deserve the punishment they received. Today, we are told by preachers that the being they insist upon calling God takes delight not just in robbing Peter to pay Paul, but in destroying the lives of millions of helpless people whose leaders or simply circumstances have led them into disaster. Let's suppose Saddam Hussein was guilty of the crimes that he was falsely accused of. How does that affect, you know, I don't know, what is it, 50, 60 million Iraqis? Whether we call it fate or call it justice, it hardly matters. Any doctrine that diminishes our sense of charity diminishes our humanity. I mean, the first and greatest commandment is to love God with our heart and mind, and the next, it's the second greatest like unto it, is to love our neighbor. Now, I'm not going to get into the subject of what makes a neighbor, but surely a neighbor is somebody who shares our religion. Dr. Johnson detested the Stoics because they were indifferent to the terrible sufferings of real men and women. And as a man who suffered himself physical ailments and misfortune, he knew what suffering was. He once saw a prostitute dying in the street, and he picked her up, slung her over her massive shoulder, took her home to his house, and nursed her back to life. That's a Christian. Johnson, I'm sure, would have been even more appalled than he was by the Stoics, by Jacobins, Bolsheviks, and the more recent political thugs who do their best to break as many eggs as they can without ever making the slightest effort to prepare an omelet. At the beginning of his account of the Gothic War, Procopius denounced the theological controversies of his own day as, quote, an insane folly to investigate the nature of God. Much of what we've heard about both the Trinitarian and Christological controversies, which are in themselves serious, but, you know, you end up killing people in the street over it. And fortunately, the Catholic Church early decided that an Arian Christian, who was martyred by pagans for his faith in Christ, would be treated as a martyr, that his intellectual error did not matter. And I think that is really one of the beginning of wisdom. Because if salvation depends on your ability to understand either transubstantiation or the Trinity or predestination, if your faith requires an IQ on the level of John Calvin, then most of us are doomed. Still, Procopius is forever seeing the hand of fate in the various disasters into which his characters fall. When the Thracian general Constantinus refuses to restore two jeweled daggers he has stolen from a harmless Roman citizen who had